Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Dr. Jason Mosdem with iHealth Solutions to talk about glaucoma and what can be done to prevent it. It's National Glaucoma Awareness Month. First off, let our listeners know, what exactly is glaucoma?
Good. Thanks, Tony. First of all, thank you for having me back. Pleasure to be here again. So glaucoma is a disease that affects the optic nerve. It damages the optic nerve. The optic nerve is what connects your eye to your brain. So what I tell patients is imagine a cable from your DVD player to your TV. The DVD player is good, the TV is good, but if that cable connecting them isn't working, there's no picture. And that's essentially what glaucoma is damage to the nerve or the optic nerve, which connects the eye to the brain. Glaucoma traditionally is caused by an increase in pressure inside the eye. And there can be a host of various reasons for that, but that's the most traditional model. However, some people can develop glaucoma even with lower eye pressure going in.
From the research that I've done in regards to this, it seems like there's really no warning signs or no symptoms to glaucoma. How does a person find out if they do have glaucoma?
Sure. And that's a great question. The main thing with glaucoma, and we refer to it in our world, is a silent blinding disease, which, you know, dovetails nicely to what you're saying. There are no symptoms. If you know that you have a problem from glaucoma, you're in trouble. We can prevent it from getting worse, but we can't get back what's already been lost. So when it is gone, it is gone. And early detection is the key. So unfortunately, there's no way to monitor. So an analogy I use a lot in the clinic is, how do you know how high your cholesterol is? You know, can you sit there and tell me it's 200, it's 300, it's 150? There's no way to feel that. In glaucoma, similar, you can't feel your eye pressure in most cases, and you have no sense if that damage is happening until it's too late. Just like if your cholesterol is through the roof, your first symptom is a heart attack or a stroke, you know, blindness is a terrible way to find out that there was a problem. So the best way and the only way to detect that before it creates a lot of issues is, of course, through an eye health exam at an optometrist or an ophthalmology office.
Now, what can a person expect when they are being examined for glaucoma?
So the normal tests, the traditional tests that you think of for glaucoma are really a couple things. Family history and a good medical history, of course, are important. If there's a family history, it's not a guarantee, but it does increase the risk. And then an instrument that checks the pressure in the eye. Again, the most common form of glaucoma causes an elevation of pressure in the eye. That increase in pressure compresses the blood vessels, cutting off blood to the optic nerve. And so we have different instruments. We can do it with a blue light that touches the front of the eye. The dreaded air puff, which everyone loves when they come in, uses a puff of air. Even though patients get a little apprehensive, that one's nice because it actually doesn't touch the eye. It's using a puff of air. And there's a few other methods out there. There's some newer technology that may make that a little more tolerable for folks coming down the road. But those are the main ways to check the pressure. But the most important thing is that an eye doctor physically look at that optic nerve. And there are very characteristic changes that happen to the optic nerve. Other testing, if we're suspicious that someone has glaucoma, is a peripheral vision test. Glaucoma generally affects peripheral vision first before moving on to central vision. And so we have an instrument that uses flashing lights to measure and quantify that. And then we have another instrument that can measure how thick that nerve tissue is and quantify that and watch for change. It's called a nerve fiber layer scanner. I mean, it's a very high-tech piece of equipment that's really just been available, you know, in the last 10 years to be able to monitor these things. So we're better than we ever have been as far as picking this disease up and catching it early, which is the key, you know, to long-term success.
What other information did you want people to know in regards to glaucoma, and where can people find out more about the disease?
Certainly your local eye doctor is a great place and is going to be up to date on everything. The American Optometric Association website, which I believe is aoa.org, will have links and information there. And those are two great places that you can do. And certainly I'm sure if you just do an online search for glaucoma, you should be able to find a ton of great resources out there. But those are two good places to start.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Dr. Jason Mosdem with iHealth Solutions, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.